Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Yes, that's right. Do not adjust your subscription. If you're still, in fact, somehow subscribed to me, this is a brand new podcast in 2023 from yours truly, Gary Cantrell. I hope you guys had a great holiday. I hope your New Year's was cool and all that. And I'm going to do my very best to make this as short as possible because, you know, it's not my normal setup. In fact, this normal setup, I don't even have anymore. I've sold everything off. It's all gone. My Rodecaster, my fancy microphones, all that stuff is gone. I'll get into that later, but it's all gone. So the last podcast you heard me do, titled I Need a Break, it ended pretty abruptly. I sounded really upset. And my God, if I could tell you what was actually going on in that moment of time and somehow elaborate on it more than I did at the time, if I knew what the hell was going on, that would have been awesome, but I didn't. It wasn't until probably a couple of weeks later that I realized what I was in the middle of was a complete mental implosion, if you will. It was really bad. There have been many times where I take off towards the end of the year for like a week or so, you know, right around Christmas and New Year's. I kind of like it because it's like, you know, you just kind of breathe for those last like week or two. And then you start, you know, the first week of January fresh. And this was the time where like I didn't have any plans to go anywhere. My wife was working, you know, she wasn't able to get the time off as well. So I was spending my time alone with my dog, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I'm a creator. I like to make things, but the problem that I had at this time was that because I was suffering from this depression, this heavy depression, I didn't even want to make content. Like, just to give you an example, I was working with a company called Everyman Jack, and it was just simple Instagram posts, and, you know, they never like really critique the stuff I posted or ever commented on the lack of engagement that the post got. I think, you know, paid partnership posts generally just get shit engagement to begin with. But let's face it, at the end of 2021, hell, at the end of 2020, my Instagram was tanked. I was in a completely different situation. It used to be one thing. That's how I built my audience. And I wanted to change it. And God forbid you actually want to do the things you want to do on your social media page, because social media tends to punish you for that, because they're like, well, hey, you posted a bunch of this stuff, and that stuff being the health and fitness stuff. And because things in my life got to a place where I didn't want to actively participate in those circles anymore, and I decide I just want to post the things I want to post. The stuff either wasn't good enough to be seen by people, or B, people didn't care, or C, it was both. And really, who gives a shit at this point? We're talking about stuff that's like almost 3 years ago now. But I almost wish to a certain degree that I had not gotten the amount of audience that I had on that page at one point and invested myself into it, because it ultimately kind of ruined me in many ways. And that wasn't like the source of the depression. It was one layer of it. And we don't have to break down every single, you know, layer and whatnot. But like, it was just bad, y'all. Like, I wanted to get out of that stuff. You know, there was definitely the comparison trap of myself, like the condition I was in versus others, seeing people that, you know, connected, that were on my podcast at one point, you know, people that I would have amazing conversations with that I would never hear from again, because maybe they wanted to get on the podcast in hopes that they could, you know, signal boost their stuff, which is absolutely the point of that. But I was hoping that while I did the podcast, I could make a few new friends. And I did. I don't want to make it sound like I did not. But, you know, there was a part of that where you just kind of, you know, would hear from people less and less. Part of that's on me. Part of that's on them. That's a whole other thing. But this whole, like, Instagram thing, it was just a mess. And it made me realize that, you know, and part of it, the me part of it, is that in many ways I have pretty shitty social skills that I've been trying to work on. Like, seriously, I've been really trying to, like, get better at and work on. So we can go back into that stuff later. I mean, that's pretty much the gist of it, the shortened version. If I had my stuff and I knew that the quality sounded good, I probably would ramble on for much longer. But let's be more generous with the time here and not take up too much of yours. Because if you're still listening at this point, after all that rambling, then that tells me you might want to hear the things I have to say, and I appreciate you for that. So Everyman Jack, you know, they never gave me shit about, like, you know, the amount of engagement, because my engagement certainly is not what it used to be. When I signed on with them at the beginning of 2020, it was far better. And I actually stopped talking with them as well. You know, they would still send me, I mean, I still get emails from them. Hey, do you want to jump into this campaign and whatnot? And I'm just, my heart's not into it. Partially because I know that my page is not what it was, and I don't engage with it that much anymore. So, you know, I kind of ended that. But what I wanted to say furthermore about it was that at this point, I had to make a video, a holiday video. It was a holiday gift set. And there's actually video of this. I have it saved on a hard drive. I don't know if it'll ever see the light of day. I almost want to, like, share it to a certain degree to, like, show people what happens when you're having a mental, you know, fucking breakdown in the middle of your life and you just didn't expect it. That shit just kind of, like, knocked on the door. It's like, hey, what's up? We're here to just wreck your shit. And we don't give a shit if you're ready for it or not. That's just how it's going to go. So I have it saved, and maybe one day it will see the light of day. But I ended up making the video. I put it out. And after that, I just kind of was in, like, this long, like, lull and depression for the remainder of my vacation at the end of 21. Like, my wife's working, I'm with the dog. I don't even want to watch TV at this point, because, like, my thought is I'm going to be creating all this content. I'm going to, like, go out and do this and that. And I never did any of it. And I would have the TV on. I'd almost get irritated that the TV was on, even though it was just background noise. And so I would turn that off. It gets dark outside, you know, a lot sooner in the winter. So off goes, you know, the light outside, or the lights outside don't go off, but you know what I mean? The light, you know, the lights go down, it gets darker outside, and I'm not even turning on the lights. My wife would come home and was like, hey babe, like, you know, what the hell? Like the lights aren't on. You're sitting in the dark. What are you doing? And, you know, I didn't have an explanation immediately, but as we got into early 22, I finally came to the realization that I had had, like, you know, a pretty bad episode of depression, and I needed to get it figured out, and I needed help. And so I started to, you know, seek help. You know, I got on to, there are some apps where you can actually, like, go on and, you know, you can talk to somebody. So I got onto this one app, and I got prescribed with Adderall to try to get my ADHD under control. There was another app where it was more of, like, the depression side of it. And I got put on this thing called Sertraline. And this stuff, you know, really made a big turnaround for me in my life. My mood was starting to get better. I didn't really want to post stuff still, but excuse me, I don't have a mute button. I don't have a pause button. I'm like, really sorry. I tried to, like, turn my head away there, but, you know, I didn't want to do anything still. Like, I had no desire. It took me so long to even, like, want to make something again. And I don't even remember what the first video I made was, but I did make another video, and I'm talking like a personal video, right? Like, not like the edible adventure stuff, because we were fine. Like, you know, we're still fine. We're on a little bit of a break right now, but nothing because of anything that, you know, nothing negative, basically. It was basically like life, like, got crazy. And I'm going to get into that here soon. So we are on a little bit of a break right now, but it's all for, you know, positive reasons. It's nothing negative. So look, you know, I don't remember what that first video back was, but I didn't want to make anything for the longest time. I got on the medicine. there was this thing that happened. This was one of the things. My dog is like getting in my face. Arya, sit down, baby. Sit down, please. This is my first podcast back. Like, if I fuck this up, there's probably like two or three people listening. But if I mess this up, like, it's like really done. Like, I'm recording on my phone, and you can't get any lower than that. All right? All right. So she's back looking out the window. Okay. So I remember, I want to say this was actually in 21 at some point. I don't remember what point of the year it was. I'd have to look back. But there was a chance that my wife and I had to potentially adopt a kid. And it fell through. I, like I said, you know, I could go in. You guys know me. I generally like to go in long-winded to every little thing. But with the quality of this thing, I want to keep this relatively short. So basically, the situation was we had an adoption attempt that failed. Part of it was on the fact that the people that I was talking with, the psychiatrist, you know, and all that stuff, they never got back to the county in time. And the county was like, if we don't hear from them by this date, case closed, right? So, like, it was over. That was, like, strike one of the year of 2022. Like, that was the first thing that really set in motion what I can define now that the year is actually over as literally, and I know people throw this around, right? It's the new year, so it's like, oh, man. To hell with 2022, man. 2023 is going to be so much better. Yeah, yeah, yeah. New year, new me and all that shit. Like, I get it. It's a meme. It's something that people post to get, you know, clicks and stuff like that. I get it. That's not what this is. 2022 was seriously one of the worst years in my life. Also, simultaneously, while it was one of the worst, ended up opening up some doors for me that, you know, would make things better for this year. And I'll get to that. We'll circle back to that. And if I forget anything here, feel free to Instagram me or tweet me or whatever and point out, hey, you said you're going to do this or that. Like, if there's actually more than like a person or two that actually listens to this fucking thing, I'll do more. But for right now, this is just like the very quick, like we're doing something because I didn't like the way I left it, basically. Okay. So, adoption falls through. That fucking sucks. Then, my dad gets sick. Not his fault, by the way, but basically, dad's health takes a turn for the worse. He's still with us, by the way. You don't know how happy it makes me to say that right now, but he is still with us. And there was a time, a couple of times last year, where I didn't think I would be able to say that, but he's still with us. Thank you. Thank you for your applause. I know you must be cheering wherever you're listening, because I know I am in my mind. Like, I'm just like fist pumping, going nuts, because I'm so glad he's still here. So I went out and visited him in March to make sure he was okay. Then June comes around and I get a phone call, a frantic phone call, that things have taken a turn that they should not have taken. And so things, you know, that we have a situation brewing. And I figure, you know, I figure I got to go back out there again. And I spent shit. Like, how long was that? 4 or 5 days out there with him. Because that time he actually almost like, you know, almost like really went for real, like gone. So then my wife and I actually booked a one-way ticket out to Las Vegas. Which kind of like, if you take away the context of dad being sick and,
you know, like there's a legit reason for doing that. Like it kind of sounds cool. One way ticket to Las Vegas. Hey, that's awesome. Hope I don't have to come back to this place. But no, unfortunately it was not for good reasons. But sorry, I apologize. And I'll apologize every time I cough. I'm sorry. So we go out there and we don't have a flight back. We can book a flight back. It can be costly. I end up bringing my dad's truck back. We drove his truck from Las Vegas to Virginia. He does not have the ability to drive that truck anymore. He's had his legs amputated. I don't want to go into too much detail. I know I normally err on the side of telling like literally everything about my life in this podcast. Maybe that's too much, but you know, that'd be more of his story to tell if he ever wanted to tell it. I don't think he'll ever want to get on a podcast and tell anything, but you know, so basically we bring his truck here and my wife was out of work for a number of months. That's her story to tell. So I'm not going to tell that one. She's going through some shit at this point, some other shit separate from my shit. And the fact that she's even able to be able to help me in this time, like, seriously, we're in June into early July. This year is already pretty much, we're like, you can go fuck yourself 2022, like for real. But we made it. We got through this point. We got home. And, you know, so everything's tough. Like, I start selling off a bunch of stuff because, quite frankly, the little bit of debt I was in turned into a lot of debt because, you know, we had to go out there and we had to do all these things. And, yeah, it's just, it's a whole situation. We moved. There's a lot of moving pieces here. Okay, a lot of moving pieces. And just, you know, throughout the rest of this year, we've been trying to just like survive. You know what I mean? Like, we've just been trying to like just make it. And, you know, not really trying to do anything. You know, like for many years, from a content perspective, I'd be trying to like, I remember when like Bryce Harper played for the Nationals and like he'd go up there and try to whack the shit out of that ball as hard as he could. That's how I looked at making content, was I needed to hit the ball as hard as I could and try to get it out of the park every time. In life right now, I'm just trying to get on base, right? Like I'm not trying to hit home runs, which is kind of that's not really like amazing advice. Like you'd want to hit home runs. You want to, you know, score runs. But I'm just trying to not have to walk back to the dugout. It's kind of weird I'm making baseball analogies in the beginning of January. I understand the weirdness of that. And I've done a lot, too many sidebars. Got to get back on focus. We're almost at 20 minutes. We got to wrap this thing up here soon. So, yes. So I'm just trying to get on base. And this year, this past year, 22, has been very rough. So needless to say, I'm extremely thrilled that we're in a new year. Not that that necessarily changes anything per se, but like, you know, I mean, when you wake up, when you go to sleep on the 31st and you wake up on the 1st of January, like you're still in the same place. You're still in the same everything. But from a mental perspective, the optics of it, you're in a new year. You have a new opportunity to do some cool shit. Like, you can do anything. It's like a fresh slate. And so that is how I'm looking at this. Like, it's a fresh slate. And rather that is making more of my content, working on content for others, which is something I've been doing a lot of lately. In fact, since April of last year, we'll talk about that in a moment. There's just a lot of things that I can do in this year and that I want to do, that I want to try to do. Do I necessarily want to be this like full-time content creator guy like I thought originally, like, I'm just going to be a YouTuber. It's going to be great. I'm going to keep working this job until, you know, YouTube takes over. That's foolish thinking, man. That's not for me and where I'm at right now and where I want to be. That's not necessarily realistic. I'll tell you what is, though. A couple times this year, I had an opportunity to bring my camera and go take pictures at concerts. And that was a lot of fun. And I realize I want to do a lot more of that. And I'm just going to start asking more, because I used to be the kind of guy where it was like, you know, well, I'll just see what opportunity comes. Another cough. I'm still getting over being sick. You know, and I kind of just wait around for the opportunity. I wouldn't necessarily outright ask. Well, now I'm just fucking outright asking people, can I shoot your show? Possibly. So we're going to try that. Yeah. Holy shit. I don't know if that's my cue to wrap this thing up or what. That time I put the phone all the way down lower next to the floor, so I hope that did not come through. And if it did, I'm really sorry. So, photo is something I really want to push this year. Doing more video is something I really want to do this year. Larry and I will be starting back up at some point this year. I don't know exactly when. Partially, well, let's be honest. A lot of this rests on my shoulders because I've been the one pushing like, hey, man, I'm not ready yet. There's a lot of reasons for that. But we will reconvene this year. And I'll be excited to do that again. You know, make some videos like I've been making. I did a couple of e-bike reviews. Biking is something that I took up last year. That's one positive. It's going to set me up into this year. I want to do more biking. I want to do more of that. And I want to make more videos about this bike. I mean, this bike is pretty awesome. This Aventon Avenger. I want to make videos, more videos about it. So I will. And let's see, what else was big? Oh yeah. I've been doing some editing work. Well, it's not really work. It's more like I reached out to somebody that works for a well-known radio show. And I said, hey man, can I just start editing stuff? Like, I shit you not, through a lot of, well, it started sometime in the month of April. I'd have to look back at our original conversation when it started, but sometime in April. And I reached out to this guy and I said, hey, man, like, can I just, you know, can I just start editing stuff? Like, I just, you know, this is out of character for me. You have to understand how out of character this is for me to ask something like that, because I don't ask anybody for shit. And the reason for that is because I tend to be very afraid to ask for things. But the old saying goes, you don't ask, you don't get. And really, the value proposition was all on their end, because here I am looking to keep myself, you know, fresh in the editing game while I'm not making my own stuff. And saying, hey, like, can I edit some of yours? And I think within 1 month, I had edited over 400 pieces of audio. The number's probably more than that. And there's even more to do. But then I started doing some video stuff and whatnot. And that was cool, too. And it was very unexpected. I'm very nervous about, like, saying the details of it, because we don't really have, like, a formal agreement or anything. I'm a fan of their show, and I've simply said, hey, like, it's all on me. Like, I just want to help you. I haven't been asked to be paid for any of this stuff. They're having a party later this month that I will be attending. It's out of town, which is very fun and exciting. And I asked if I could come to that. That's the first thing that I necessarily asked for. There was a couple times where this gentleman, he had reached out to me and said, like, you know, can I give you something for helping? You've been so cool. Like, you really helped make my life, you know, a little bit easier, just a little bit easier. And I said, nah, man, I'm good. I actually turned down money at first. And it just, I can't tell you how good it made me feel to just offer, to volunteer. It's been like this amazing feeling. And we're almost at 30 minutes, by the way. If you made it this far, fuck. Can I just hug you through the fucking, through the podcast deal? Maybe a fist bump of a hug's too weird. Like, if you made it this far, fuck. You're all right with me. So I've been doing work with a radio show. Pro bono. But I kind of hope, there's like a part of me hoping that, like, you know, one day, if their situation changes and they have the room to add on more people, that there would be an offer for something. But then there's that other thing of, like, I'm building more and more skill set so that if for some reason it just doesn't pan out for whatever reason, and there'll be no bad blood, by the way, but if for some reason it didn't pan out, that, like, these skills, I can apply elsewhere. Like, I realized how much fun this past year, for the fun part of this year, how much fun it was working for other people, or working with, because I don't work for them, but working with other people. How much fun that was. I cannot tell you how much fun that was to just help somebody else. Because for so many years, it's been about, how do I get myself over? That's the term they use in the wrestling business. How do you get yourself over? You get yourself over by showing your value. You get yourself over by knowing your worth and not taking a penny less. And so with that being said, let this year start that trajectory. Did I say that right? I hope I said that right. Let this year start that, where I start implementing more of that into my life and really trying to push the boundaries as far as I can to try to get somewhere with this whole content thing, because whether it's the stuff with me and Larry that I'm doing, if somehow, some way, somebody sees one of these solo videos I do about my bike or my RAV4 or some shit, and they're like, this is amazing. And I mean, I did one RAV4 video that got over 50,000 views and I couldn't believe it. And it's kind of helped with the income thing a little bit, because there's like Amazon links and stuff. And, you know, I mean, I made like maybe $100-$150 a month on it, which is pretty epic in my world. It doesn't sound like a lot to most people, but like when you're pretty much in the negative every single month, it helps. Okay. It helps. So, you know, whatever it is, wherever this thing goes, I'm just excited for what this year could bring. But when I say what it could bring, a lot of that, most of that is on these shoulders. Because if I don't show up, ain't nothing happening. So I'm going on this trip in a couple of weeks. I'm really excited. It'll be nice to meet the people that work on this show face to face so that they can actually see that, hey, I'm not just some psycho asshole on the internet. Even though I put my real name on everything, I don't like, you know, have like some crazy covert name. Like, I just put my name on it. But they can see, like, okay, this guy, he's not just blowing smoke or whatever. He's a real person and he actually does care. And I do. I love this show. I fucking love the show. And I want to help the show. So we'll see what happens with that. And I want to take more pictures. I need to go to more concerts so that I can do more of that. I don't want to do that wedding stuff necessarily. Like, that's just too much fucking pressure. even though a concert in the same way is kind of pressure, but the concert thing's a little bit different because you can get into any concert pretty much you want taking photos. A wedding is like somebody's life. They're going to remember that shit for the rest of their life. Like when my wife and I got married, I had one GoPro on a tripod. And I kind of regretted that because other than some pictures, we don't really have like a great video of it. And I don't want to be the reason that somebody doesn't have a great video of their wedding. So I would much rather do concert photography if it's up to me. And maybe even some headshots. Fuck, if you live in Virginia and you can hear this right now, hit me up. I could probably do some photos for you. Maybe some social media headshots, a LinkedIn photo or something. I don't know. Might suck, might not. But maybe you give me a shot to try. We'll see what happens. Do it for free. Completely free. If you like it, you can throw me a few bucks. But if you don't like it, that's fine too. It's all good. Because that's what you call getting your reps in and learning a few things. So, photos a big thing for this year. I'm still going to be working with this show to try to help them out and doing some content over there as long as they'll have me. It's been an honor. By the way, it really has. And then there's the YouTube stuff, Larry and myself. I think probably, if I'm honest, probably closer to the spring is when we'll be starting that back up because the stuff that we're going to be doing, which... if I do any more of these podcasts, we can definitely talk more about that in depth at a later time. But we're looking to maybe do a little bit of a content shift. And so that's going to be really exciting. And then the solo stuff, the biking, the RAV4 stuff. I've already reached out to some companies. That's right. Your boy here actually reached out to companies. And one of them actually said yes for a review unit for a product. And another company had hit me up like a month ago. They sent me a phone mount for my RAV4 because they love this 50,000 view RAV4 video that I did. And they were like, here's a free mount. Please review it. And I did. And they liked the video. So we might be doing some more stuff together. The point of all this is that is pretty much what we're looking at this year. I realize a lot of this was rambling. I realize that in many places it sounds like it's all over the place. That's because it is. I don't have a script. I don't know that I've ever had a script for a podcast. I don't even know that I've had bullet points for a podcast. But we're 32 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up right here and right now, and I'm going to thank you guys as my voice is creaking and going away because, God damn it, I am still sick. I'm trying to get over it. And, yeah, we're going to wrap it up. So, like, seriously, now, if you're still here, like, there might have been a few people 5 minutes ago when I said this last time, but, like, they might have tuned out. So, if you're still here, the 33-minute gang, thank you. Seriously, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and maybe we'll do some more down the line, but I wanted to, if this is the last podcast, I don't think that it will be definitively the last one, but if it, for some reason it is, I wanted to at least end it on a high note as opposed to that shitty note and that poor broken soul from, like a year and a half ago. So, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We'll talk to you next time. See ya.